in and around the territory of Hyattsville, on out beyond Tacoma Park, out towards the Wheaton Shopping Center, from the Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard. As our story opens, it's late evening, as we find ourselves in the Marshal's office. The Sodbuster rears back in his seat as he says,
Chester, do you think it's dark enough yet? I don't want anybody to see this.
Well, I am. I reckon, Marshal. Understood Miss Kitty was going to bring us a fruitcake in for Christmas.
You did leave the desk drawer locked. I wouldn't want anybody to find that in there, Chester.
Marshal, I got the key right here.
I'll put the key back in. Miss Kitty's coming down the walk. I can see her coming now. Oh, my goodness. Find it.
Hello, Matt. Merry Christmas, Chester.
Howdy, Miss Kitty.
Well, thank you, Miss Kitty. That's very nice of you to come by.
Oh, just thought I'd bring you a nice homemade fruitcake, Chester.
You sure do smell mighty pretty, Miss Kitty.
That's the fruitcake, Chester.
Oh, I did. I thought that was a new type of called raisin perfume there. That sure does.
Miss Kitty, that was awful thoughtful of you. Now, I know it's late and you got to move
on. I'll help you out the door, Miss Kitty.
Well,
okay, come on. That's
right.
Thanks for the fruitcake, Miss Kitty. We'll see you. I'm sure glad we got her out of here in a hurry, Marshal.
Hope she wasn't offended, Chester, that we sort of rushed her out the door there.
Marshal, do you think she's a wise to us?
No, Chester. She hasn't the slightest idea in the world.
I'll just open the drawer easy.
Wait, Chester.
What's the matter? I don't understand.
I thought I heard Doc coming.
Matt, Chester, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, fellas.
Howdy, Doc. We sure am glad to see you.
Here's a great big 5-pound box of candy for you, fellas.
Well, that's just like them pills you gave me when I had the sore throat last month.
That's what those pills are, Chester. Candy.
Okay, well,
let's have a game of checkers, Matt. No,
I don't think we've got time right now. Come on, I'll just come right out
here. Merry Christmas.
See you later, Doc. I thought he's going to drag around here all evening, didn't you, Marshal?
Yeah, well, Chester, I think we got rid of everybody that's going to come by.
Let me go over here and draw the drapes and pull down the shade, Marshal.
Okay.
See if I can't get that fixed up so I don't want nobody looking in on the office here.
There you go. That's fine.
Good. Think that's good enough, Marshal?
That's fine, Chester.
All right, now.
Unlock the desk drawer now, fella.
Unlock the drawer first, Marshal, over there, so they'll...
Yeah.
Okay. Handle it real careful, Marshal.
Yeah, all right.
You put it on the machine.
I got it on the machine.
Be very careful.
All right. Okay. Wind it up. Now, let's listen.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Boy, Chester, I'd sure love to hear that fella Gene Autry sing, but if anybody knew it, they'd have my job for it.
Marshal, you got too high a rating to be caught listening to that kind of music.
Oh, but it's so pretty, Chester, so pretty.
The Sodbuster is written for radio by Moby Dick, produced by the radio NBC Newsroom on the weekends. This has been a Saddle Sore production.